That would be my fault because I'm enjoying some knock-knock.
Sure you are.
You eat very quickly.
Wendy, this is a business where you have to eat quickly.
Wait for it. Monday.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Thank you, Babu 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 lady.
Yma Sumac, which is Amy spelled backwards, by the way. Y-M-A.
Yeah.
We forgot to talk about something on the radio portion of our show.
About what exactly? About the food?
No.
About what?
About a guest we had on Friday.
Oh, Tim Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We should wait till tomorrow.
All right. We'll wait till tomorrow. Everybody, sorry about the suspense.
But then just listen to us tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon on 720 WGN.
Something that Tim had mentioned. We had Tim on as a guest on Friday, and he mentioned something I thought in jest. I thought he was kidding, but then it turned out that it's not only real, but it...
It paid off.
It paid off huge, and we can't go into detail yet. But tomorrow, around 11:30 or so, we'll certainly mention it.
Although,
okay?
I know now that I have to take maybe some business courses from one Tim Kavanaugh, because did you think this would work at all?
Not in a million years.
Me neither.
I was going to say genius, but that's overselling
it. No, he's not genius.
He's a smart man.
Let's not push it.
He's a very smart man.
I know we've known him a long time, and you longer than I.
He's not a genius.
Yeah.
Nope. Before I start the show, can I show you something strange?
Mm-hmm.
This is a fairly new sweatshirt.
I noticed that.
I got it when I was in Maine, but I haven't worn it. The weather's been too warm to wear a sweatshirt, so today's the first day I've worn this
sweatshirt.
Isn't
it awesome?
Yeah, it feels good.
It's sweatshirt weather.
Yeah. But here's what's strange about this particular sweatshirt. I like to roll my sleeves up.
As do I.
I don't know what it is. I just feel better with the sleeves rolled up. It's kind of a
You don't
pull.
Roll.
No, I don't really roll them up. I pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the sleeves on this toward the bottom are tapered and very tight. So like right here, like mid-arm.
It doesn't go past your forearm?
I can't.
You've got to stop working out. You have arms like Popeye.
I'm like Lou Ferrigno. Look at me.
Like Popeye. I went cartoon.
Lou Ferrigno's also, let's be honest.
Yeah, I guess.
He's real, but he's very cartoon-like.
Sometimes they do that where it's not as elastic as you'd like it to be.
Yeah.
And it will eventually give
a
little
bit. Will I be able to pull them up more? Because right now it's at the
Too
length
tight.
Where, and I know you won't understand this reference because you didn't attend Catholic school like I did, but whenever nuns would be teaching you, they, within the sleeve, they would keep either Kleenex or a handkerchief, and they would keep reaching in, and they
My mom did that, too. She went
did
to a Catholic
really?
School. That's probably where she learned it.
They had so many Kleenex, and I always thought it was like you could pull it out one, and then you'd put it, like, once it was used, you'd put it in the other one.
Were you expecting, like, a clown show, like, where they pull out handkerchiefs and it keeps coming?
Yeah.
Like a magician?
Yeah. Well, I always imagined there'd be some sort of cleaning device within the habit where you would take a new Kleenex out of your left side, blow your nose, put it in the right side, and then magically it would kind of reinvigorate itself, clean itself, and then come back to the other side. Because who knows? It's one of the many mysteries of the habit.
I've never thought about the habit.
Yeah.
It does one thing. It covers their whole body.
One of the times that I was lucky enough, and I say lucky, but I don't mean it, to be in the convent, I've already
told
you.
Were you in trouble?
I was not in trouble, but I was one of the most trustworthy of the boys in my class. So from time to time, if something needed to be done in the convent, I'd be one of the guys that they would say, you know, Sister Gemma needs something done in her room, and then I'd go in and do it.
Is that code?
No.
All right, good.
No.
And you look like the most trustworthy person.
I was very trustworthy back then. Very trustworthy.
You've changed.
And then the other kids would ask me, because very few, it was like, you know the scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where
right.
they're outside and they go, no one ever comes in,
right.
no one ever goes out. That's how the convent was at my school. It was just all conjecture and mystery and people didn't know what went on inside. So whenever I would go in, they would pull me aside and they go, what goes on in there? You know, because nobody knew.
And what lie did you tell them? They sit around playing poker?
No, I was always very, I was usually very honest. There was a ping pong table in there, which I know had never been used because the net wasn't on it. I don't know, maybe.
What'd they use it for, crafts?
I think they still played ping pong on it, because they're ladies of the cloth who don't believe in anything sad, they didn't use a net and probably didn't keep score. And maybe didn't even have paddles or balls. They would just stand by and go. So here's what I noticed within the convent. I don't know how we got to this, but because we were talking about habits. I noticed in their closets.
You snooping around?
No, but I would, like, they would need something heavy moved, like a dead body or something. They go, hey, Billy, on The Sopranos, we saw you call in somebody. So I would go into one of the nuns' rooms and either move their bed over or whatever they needed to do, I would do.
But sounds really weird.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Like, when I hear it now, it does. But it was completely above the board. Yeah, one time I had to bring a ladder into the convent and leave it in a room. I didn't ask questions. Whatever they told me.
For an elopement later on in the year.
Yes. 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 Sister Diane has met a fella, so she needs a ladder. All right, if that's what you need. So here's what I noticed in the two rooms that I was in one of the times. They had closets, but they weren't closets like you and I would have because they were open. You know, like most closets have a closet door or some sort of a screen that you can close, but these were just open.
No sliding door that you could close?
Completely open. And all they had was like five of the exact same habits.
How boring.
Isn't it? And then
Saturday Night Fever when he had all the suits lined up exactly the same.
They were, well, except that those suits were different colors.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Right?
And I know it's the habit, so this is what they wear all day, every day.
That's why it's called the habit, because it's the same thing every day.
So five of those, and then three pairs of shoes, all of them exactly identical. So you know how,
it's a sad life.
Well, I think so too, but to them, I guess it's no shock. That's what you signed up for. But I'd think to myself, boy, not that this is any great thrill, but in the morning when I open my closet and I go, I've got a dozen options, I got 20 options, they go, do I want that habit or that habit? Well, they're all the same. I'll just put this one on. It doesn't matter.
And do they ever, are they ever habitless?
No, the nuns we had.
Always wore them. Like even going to the
shower.
Jewel.
Like you take a shower. You had a shower habit. Which was like a terry cloth habit.
It should be more latex, so water would run off.
Latex habit. I think they make those. I think they do. We had a couple nuns. Sister Jerry was what we called an undercover nun, which meant she did not wear a habit. She wore regular clothing.
Plain clothes nun?
Plain clothes nun.
Right. There should be a sitcom.
She was like Serpico. Sister Serpico.
Because, you know, the first time you ever saw a teacher not in school wearing, like, non-work clothes,
right.
We would call them play clothes. You know, you'd go, when I was younger, I used to dress up a little bit more, and you'd go to school, and then you'd come home and put your play clothes on, because you'd go get dirty.
Right.
So you'd, every once in a while, see a teacher at your local grocer, and she'd be in her play clothes, and it was like, you just...
Throw your world off.
Yeah. I mean, you never saw her like that on a weekday, because she'd be dressed in her teacher attire,
because
she'd be going on the way home from work, but every once in a while on a weekend, you'd see... And it would just freak you out.
Didn't make any sense.
It didn't.
One year, you know how, like, I've told you this, we'd go to Florida every year, and it was with a large group. There were usually, like, between 30 and 40 of us, some friends, some relatives.
How fun.
Yes and no.
Of course.
It was too many people. It really was. It was a lot of people. Everybody thought it was funny. We'd go into a restaurant, and somebody would go, we need a table for 38, and everybody would laugh, and I go, well, that's not funny. It means we'll have to wait hours before we get
into
the
restaurant. And you really had 38 people?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah. That's what I mean. In theory, this is great. I'm vacationing with all my friends. But in practicality, you go, yeah, and we'll never get a table anywhere ever.
How come you're still not waiting for a table now?
I know. Well, one of the years we went, my teacher from second grade became friends with my mom. And
how awkward was that?
It was weird. She and her husband went with us on vacation in Florida, and then all of a sudden, like, we're at the pool, and my teacher is in her bikini.
Okay, that if was... you don't find someone to write a sitcom about your upbringing, you know, there are these... Come on, The Goldbergs is one of my favorite shows, and they talk about Adam F. Goldberg's upbringing and all the things that happened when he was growing up. He does not hold a candle to your strangeness.
It was so bizarre.
Everything you talk about is really bizarre.
I didn't want to look. Like, she came over and she's talking to me, and in my head, it's like, this is my second grade teacher. She's just standing there in a bikini. This is weird. And I didn't want to. I'm like,
was she young?
Yeah.
Should she have been in a bikini?
She looked pretty good.
There's
no complaints.
It would have been not as weird if she didn't look good. You know what I mean? The fact that she looked good.
It would have been, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Was she a nun?
No. Nuns can't wear. There's no nunkinis. You can't be a nun in a bikini.
Nunkinis. Oh, they have halterkinis, tankinis. Why not nunkini. A nunkini?
Yeah. Holy smokes.
Stop it.
What's a NILF? I don't even know what that means, Wendy.
Stop
what does that
it.
Mean?
That you're going to hell, and
I'm
I
going
am
anyway.
Not getting.
Can you drive me? Can you Uber me there?
No.
All right. So so that was awkward down at the pool. You know. It was like Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah.
You know? I couldn't look. I just like, I was at some point I'm looking at a magazine, but then I realized.
I'm surprised your mom didn't come up and say, Bill, talk to your teacher
talk
when you're
to
speaking,
her.
Or look at your teacher when you're talking to her.
I can't. It's too weird. Way too weird.
That's what I'm saying. This has got sitcom written all over it. You have had such an incredibly warm, wonderful, yet very weird childhood.
Yes. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people would think that you've made a lot of this stuff up.
It's all true. Not a word of it. The nunkini part I might have embellished a little bit, but not a whole lot. But, all right, so there was a motel that we would stay at.
Did like you all I stay said, on the same floor?
In the
like
same
38.
Bed, we got a huge giant bed. No, we would stay at this motel that only had, I think it had 15 or 20 units. So almost the whole hotel was taken up by family and friends. And then there were a couple rooms that weren't. And I always thought, boy, I would hate to be those people. You know, because you just go, you want to go about your vacation, but you can't because everyone else knows each other. So I always wanted to apologize to those people. I didn't. There was nothing that happened that made me need to apologize. But think about it. If you went to a hotel, or a motel, I guess, that only had 15 or 20 units, and you're hanging around, and everyone knows each other. Have you ever been in a motel where they're having a convention?
Yes.
But you're not there for, you're not there for the convention.
Yeah, but that's okay. What do I care?
It's just awkward.
How is it awkward?
I don't know.
I don't want to be part of their convention.
One time in Michigan... This is when I was doing stand-up. I was staying at the Sheridan it was a Hilton in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and they were having a Dungeons & Dragons convention while I was there. And everywhere I went for 4 days, like every elevator you got on, there were people dressed like, you know, like medieval sorcerers and stuff. Like everywhere for 4 days.
And you felt bad that you weren't a part of them?
It was a strange... I went down for the continental breakfast, and I'm sitting next to this guy, and he's wearing a robe and like a giant helmet and stuff. And then his friend had like a shell.
No, like a conch shell.
And I go, wow, this is strange.
We just had a Scentsy electric candle convention going on when we stayed in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. But I don't care about them.
They kept to themselves.
No, they were didn't? Everywhere. And then, like, in the parking garage, it would have their Scentsy cars everywhere.
Oh.
But I didn't feel left out.
It's not left out. You just feel like...
You're not part of the group?
I like it better when everyone's kind of on equal ground. Like, I felt outnumbered all the time.
Well, you had people in capes and with conch shells.
Yeah, they were dressed from another
Here's a weird
dimension.
Thing. I didn't really... you couldn't tell the Scentsy people from the regular people.
Well, that's not bad,
They didn't have capes or horns.
That's how it should be. That's how it always should be. All right, why don't we do this? We'll take a break. I think Judy Pylak's in today, isn't she? I haven't seen her. I'm praying Judy Pylak is in.
Yeah, I haven't seen her either.
So either Judy or somebody roughly the size, shape, and color of Judy will come in. They'll give you the news. Then... More stuff. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.
We are blessed with the presence of one Judy Pilot.
Wendy, that's the exact word I was thinking as well. Judy, there was some speculation. Maybe you're too busy to come in today. Not from us. You know, we said Judy's a professional.
So where did that speculation come from exactly? Engineering?
Jasmine.
Yep. I knew I was trying to protect her, but yep. I knew it was her.
Yep. She's had a rough couple of weeks.
Yeah, I heard.
Her apartment, well, not her apartment, but her building was on fire. And, you know, last week she saw a dead guy. Did you know this?
No.
What?
Oh,
I don't know this.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
The Homewood incident.
What happened?
Where the pedestrian got hit by the train, one of the metro trains.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Horrible. So all
you
this
need a vacation, girlfriend.
I do.
Yep. Absolutely.
You might want to go over to Navy Pier. It looks pretty good right now. That would be a nice little break.
Oh, yeah. It looks amazing.
Navy Pier looks very calm.
Take a Ferris wheel ride. Clear your mind.
Is this the view that WGN-TV uses?
Yes.
Okay, because I keep looking at it going, that's weird. It looks like the same view.
They use our view.
All right.
Yeah. And really, every time I walk by it, I stop and stare at that TV.
Like a picture.
It looks like a picture or a postcard. I'm like, that's real. That's live.
It's really pretty.
Because you could see the Ferris wheel moving very slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been on that Ferris wheel?
I have.
What's it like?
Is it great?
And
let me just tell you, I hate Ferris wheels, but my daughter begged me to go on last year, and it was fine. I'm afraid of heights, but I have to say, it's so big, it's enclosed.
Yeah, right.
That it was okay. Once I did the one revolution around and got past that, then I was okay.
How many revolutions do you get? No, does it just go around one time? No.
Once it starts, so once everyone gets on, and then it kind of, you go a little bit faster, and then it takes a long time to get off. So you're on, yeah, it's a good ride. It's a very good ride.
And how many people are in one car?
Like, I want to say 5 or 7. A lot. Kaylee and I had one bench, and then on the other side was a whole family.
Yeah.
But the views are just, you have to do it just for the views.
Yeah.
They're just so great, and you don't get that view from anywhere else.
Can you make the car shake or spin or go around?
No. And that's why I got on it.
Yeah.
Only because of that.
Do they have other rides?
They do.
What are the other rides?
I'm not Tilt-A-Whirl? Sure.
Scrambler?
They might have a
Spider?
Tilt-A-Whirl.
I don't think so.
They might have all those. Yeah. No, they do have other rides.
They do?
And they might even be inside.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. They definitely have some other ones over there. I've seen them. I go to Navy Pier.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
So,
I was just
there recently, and I know I saw.
You recommend it.
I went to see the Rolling Stones exhibit, and I don't think there were any other rides.
Right next to the Ferris wheel, right over there in that little area?
That's called a park. The architecture tour?
No, there's like an inside.
You have to walk upstairs to get to the Ferris wheel, and in that little pavilion part there, I think there might be a couple other little kid rides.
Yeah.
I'm not saying big rides.
Oh,
yeah,
just
no.
Small ones.
Yeah, there's no bullets or anything or whatever those were called.
All right. No shoot the shoots?
No.
Paratrooper?
No. Maybe.
No. Maybe. All right.
Swings, maybe?
All right. I'll go.
I love those swings.
Me too.
Thank you so much, Jude. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
We do, and I don't think we tell you enough.
Oh, well, you guys are very nice. Thank you. Thank you for letting me be on your show.
I have some breaking news that's shocking to me.
Good news, bad news?
It's bad.
Yeah?
The $5 Subway footlong is going away.
What?
$5 footlong.
It's going to be more? It's going to cost more?
Yeah.
$5 footlong jingle is the kind of earworm that's hard to get out of your head, and now you may have to. The iconic sandwich may no longer be at your local restaurant.
I thought they had already either discontinued it or diminished it.
I don't understand that.
There was a lawsuit.
Doesn't even make sense.
No,
the $5 foot. Of course, they still have the bread and all the fixings.
But they're going to charge more. It's going to be like $5.80.
It's not going to be a $5
foot. The chain brought back the $5 foot long last winter after a years long absence. Many franchises were irate. They complained loudly of the slim margins they earned off of the discounted sandwich.
Hmm.
Because so, before that, it was like around $7.
Can I tell you, I have never gotten a $5 foot long because mine is never $5. It's like you either, it's a very limited,
some, right.
I know.
I love the tuna and it's always $5 on Friday.
Yeah.
I get turkey with bacon, no cheese.
You know, John Williams, just moments before your arrival, told us the exact same thing.
Skipping in here, first of all.
He literally did. Wendy and I were just talking and he skipped in. Wendy's right. And we both went, that's weird that John is skipping, but whatever. So then he was also going on and on and on about the tuna sandwich at Subway, and now you.
It's delicious.
Oh.
Especially when you put your stuff on top.
Tuna is not meant to be eaten.
I don't like it either.
What?
I don't like it
either. Not. Yes, it is. No. Oh, I love tuna. Well, of course, it's not like tuna right out of the can or right out of the ocean. Yeah.
They put celery and onions.
And mayo, and sometimes a little sour cream in mine. Yeah.
But it's to your point, you're right. There was a time where it seemed like you can get almost any sandwich at Subway for $5.
Mine has never been $5.
Down. No?
That's because of the bacon.
Girlfriend. I know.
Are you adding bacon to it? That's going to cost.
Yeah, I just do turkey with bacon, but I don't do the cheese.
Do you usually get a foot long or a 6-inch?
I get a 6-inch wheat all the time.
I should get a foot long.
The 6-inch, it's not doing it for you?
Well, still the 6-inch is not enough, but a foot long is too much.
So sometimes I take one bite and then I save the rest of the next day. Or
could you compromise with the good people at Subway and say, how about the 9-inch? And they'll go, we don't make a 9-inch. Consider making a 9-inch. Because the 6 isn't enough and the 12
would be perfect.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Why don't they give the people what they want?
Maybe they will now that they're doing away with the $5 foot long. Does it say how much it's going to cost, Wendy?
Yeah, I'm trying to read on. This is USA Today. Some franchises may choose to retain the $5 foot long. Others are closing. There are a lot of Subways that are closing. It doesn't say how much it's going to be.
While you're looking it up, let me quickly tell you a story about Quiznos, which I think is completely gone. I don't remember the last time I saw a Quiznos. If there are some, there might be.
Yeah, here and there.
That was my sandwich of choice. I really liked the Quiznos a lot. Really? I can't explain why. It just, that's the one that appealed to me the most. So I was working at another station, and there was a Quiznos in our building, and I would get it for lunch maybe twice a week. Always once, sometimes twice a week. I liked it that much. So then they opened one up in Evanston, and I go in, and I get the exact same sandwich, and it's $2.50 more.
Because it's Evanston. Although you'd think the city of Chicago would be more money.
Well, I asked how this could be. I go, I get the same size sandwich with everything that I get. There's no difference. Why is it $2.50 more? And he goes, well, they're not charging you right at the one in the city. I go, wait, I think they are. Because I read up on the board and I add tax and it comes down to what I'm paying. Then I realize this guy in Evanston, they're no longer there, by the way, for each condiment you put on, for the lettuce, for the onions, for the mushrooms, whatever, was charging an additional 40 cents per.
Okay, that is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I told him that. I go, you can't do that. And he goes, yeah, it's up to me. It's my place. Yeah. And I go, well, yeah, but it's still Quiznos. They're still governing you.
But no, I've been to McDonald's that are more expensive. Whatever there is a McDonald's.
So they get a suggested price and it's up to that particular.
And let me tell you, I avoid that McDonald's at all costs. Even if it's more convenient, I'm like, no, because it just drives me crazy.
Why pay more for the same?
They are charging more, maybe because they've renovated and have a play. I don't know, whatever. But I'm like, no. And the first time I went there, I was like, what? This is, like, you know, they don't have the 99-cent cheese, whatever it is. It was a good 40 or 60 cents more for a sandwich.
Really?
So I don't go back there anymore.
And the condiments, I get why you have to pay extra for bacon, because that is...
Yes.
That's a super condiment.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Right?
It is. A super condiment.
Yeah, it's in its own class.
I like that. Yeah. But I mean, Subway, their whole vision was everyone could decide what they want on it, so you don't do the same thing and people waste stuff that they don't want.
Right.
I think it's a great idea.
It's brilliant.
Although... it's weird, and I've seen this happen to you. Like, I will say extra tomatoes, and they don't. You say no tomatoes, and they give you extra.
Always. Every time.
I don't know why.
That's funny.
There's some kind of an agenda to get tomatoes in me that I don't
extra
understand.
Extra means no. No means extra.
I don't know.
Oh, I can't tell you how I stress it like crazy. The famous one was the one where I said to the guy on the phone, my doctor said, if I have another tomato, I'll die. I've got this rare disorder that if I eat a tomato, I'll die on the spot. Oh, I've never heard of such a thing. I went and picked up the food, and there's extra tomatoes on it.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Yeah.
No one takes pride in their work.
But isn't that odd that a guy would decide it was 40 cents extra per condiment?
That's
unacceptable.
So then
I said to him, look at the things I'm not putting on it. I'm not putting a tomato on it, so you owe me 40 cents. I'm not putting green. And he goes, that's not how it works.
Yeah. That's why he's not open anymore.
Yeah.
They do that on pizzas, too, obviously, for different ingredients, but that's...
Well, yeah, but with that one, it's kind of different because with a pizza, it's just starting out... just basic cheese, right?
Yeah. And it's always been like that. You've always paid more for the ingredients.
Right.
Yeah.
Although,
and plus 40 cents. For lettuce? How do you get a head of lettuce for 40 cents?
No, you can't. That's like $2 now.
Well, I could get it for 70 cents.
At Aldi?
Yeah, or somewhere else.
There is no 70 cents.
Absolutely.
What, a little baby tiny head?
No, I just bought lettuce last time. I think it was 69 cents.
Where?
Aldi.
Okay, because it was like $2.49 at Mariano's.
I would never pay that.
Well, I wanted lettuce.
Okay.
Was it a lettuce emergency?
I needed butter yesterday. Way too expensive. I didn't buy it.
Hmm.
And then, of course, today I was trying to make the meal for tonight, and I had no butter.
Well, that's what happens. That's why
I used margarine. It didn't matter. I had Pam, too, so. But I'm not paying that. I'm just not. I'll wait till it goes on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what you
do. Okay, I have become an old, frugal woman.
You're not old.
Do you get your groceries at Goodwill?
What if I could?
I know you would.
These Bacos have been used. I don't care.
But they're sealed. They should still be fresh. Oh, my goodness. No, but I shop sales. I know what things cost.
But if you're making dinner for that night, like last night I made steak sandwiches, tater tots that never got made, and a green salad. So I needed lettuce.
I would
boycotting it.
Yeah, no, I'll buy it. But if I don't really need it, like the butter, I won't do it. I'll wait until it goes on sale because it was really a lot of money for butter.
I'm still saddened by your lyric, tater tots that have never been made. It sounds like a Jim Croce lyric, doesn't it?
We're trying to eat better, and, you know, I got Jimmy Mack who just says, I go, what do you want with your steak sandwiches? I'll make a green salad, which I never say green salad, but as opposed to a potato salad or whatever. And then he goes, how about tots? Tots are great with a steak sandwich, so I bought them, but then I'm like, I don't really want to cook them. Mm-hmm. They're wasted calories. I'd rather have mayo on my steak sandwich.
Mm.
So we never made them. I'm sorry that depresses you.
No, it's just the
tots that were never made.
It's just like, what's sadder than that?
Yeah.
I don't know what's sadder than that.
And tots should always be made and eaten.
Yeah, they deserve that. That's their lineage.
Yeah, I guess.
Here's something that may be sadder than that, Wendy. You already know this. You already know this.
Unmade tots? What?
Another loss in the celebrity world. Over the weekend, we lost Bill Daly,
many
of you know.
Oak Park River Forest High School.
Yeah, a local boy made good. Most people probably knew him originally from I Dream of Jeannie. And then he was just incredible on the Bob Newhart Show playing Howard Borden, his next-door neighbor. I still remember the episode where we got to meet Howard Borden's brother.
Dennis? Oh, no, he wasn't dentist.
The dentist was Jerry.
The
Howard Borden's brother, Gordon Borden, who we later learned was a prison warden. He was Warden Gordon Borden. That's comedy.
Miss that writing?
That's good comedy right there.
Who were the writers for that show?
Oh, they had a bunch of them. Over the years, Newhart Show just had a bunch of
them.
But he was like, when you think about great second bananas that never really got their due, so he did essentially the same kind of guy, kind of the bumbling, oafish guy on two different shows, but sold it beautifully, always sold it beautifully.
I mean, you need a second banana.
Oh,
someone's got to be this. And then second bananas don't have to become the first banana.
No.
They're just second bananas.
Right. He accepted it.
Yeah.
He just showed up. He did his funny bit, and he moved on. Always great. Bill Daly, the comic actor who found broadcast success as Major Healy on the hit 1960s sitcom I Dream of Jeannie, and then also had notable roles on the Bob Newhart Show and ALF. I did not know he was on ALF. I don't think he was a regular, I don't think.
I didn't know he was on ALF.
I didn't know he was
either.
On ALF. He died. He was 91 years old. Now, listen to how nice this is. This is from his son. He had a son named J. Patrick Daly. He confirmed the news to Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, saying that his father died of natural causes September the 4th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Here's what he said about his dad. He loved every sunset. He loved every meal. He just decided to be happy about everything.
We all need to be more like that.
How excellent is that?
He played Dr. Lawrence Larry Dykstra on ALF and was in
Larry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lawrence Larry.
Nickname Larry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought that was his full name.
No.
Poor guy couldn't get away from it in every role.
He was on like 5 episodes. What do you mean he couldn't get away from it?
Didn't you just say his name was?
Gordon Warden Borden. Gordon.
That was his brother.
Yeah, that was his brother.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw him once at a collectible show here in town, and there was such a long line of people, and I was so happy for him. Because at that point, all those shows had been, you know, years removed. But there was a long, long line of people there to meet him and have stuff signed by him. And I didn't want to wait in line, but I did want to say a quick hello, and I didn't. And now I really regret it, because I figured at the time, I go, there will be other chances to meet Bill Daly. You're not missing it.
How old was he?
He was 91 when he died.
Okay, then you...
Well, I didn't think he would ever die. I thought Howard Borden's a guy that'll live forever, I thought. Boy, down on the Newhart show, I think you're down to just Bob at this point.
That's all.
And I don't think there's anyone left.
He's 90s?
Yeah.
He's old.
So Emily, Suzanne Plachet,
hi, Bob,
is gone. Now Bill Daly is gone. Jerry, the dentist, is gone. Carol, the receptionist, is gone.
Really?
Carol Wallace, was that her name?
What was her last name on the show? I want to say Kester.
Marcia Wallace was the
Marcia
actress.
Marcia Wallace played her. I think it was Carol Kester.
I think you're right.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
The people in...
I wouldn't...
What?
I was just shocked that you would even know her last name
I think it was Carol Kester. The people in his group therapy, I think, are all gone except for the woman, the younger woman. I think she's still alive. But almost everybody... Isn't that weird when you go a show from not... Well, I guess it was that long ago. It was in the 70s.
Yeah.
But you go, everybody's gone.
I'm telling you, it feels like it was 2 years ago. Maybe not two. But it doesn't seem like it was... 40-some years ago.
Yeah, it was that
long
ago.
Wasn't he just in our air, Bob Newhart? Didn't someone just interview him?
Dave Plyer had him on a week ago. Yeah. Yeah.
People should look that up if they're interested.
A couple years ago, I wrote this thing. I was working at another station, and I wrote this thing that I thought would be perfect for him to do. It was this goofy idea.
Goofy idea? Really?
Hey, Bob, here's a goofy idea you might be interested in.
Here's the premise. The premise is that he listens to the show, and that every day he would call in and make an odd request. Hey, I was listening to the show. I'm enjoying it, but I think it'd be a better show if you did this. So I thought of five of those. So I said to my producer, he's not going to do it, but see if just reach out. And one day later, he goes, oh, that sounds hysterical. Let's do it. So after the show one day, we did it over the phone. He recorded all five in a day. And I said to him, I go, the thrill for me of knowing that you're doing something that I hand in, I can't tell you what that means to me. And he goes, oh, it's no big deal. But it, to me, it was a huge deal. Bob Newhart, you know?
And did it work? Was it
funny?
Yeah,
it was really funny. It was really funny. Like, he called up and he goes, Bill, it's Bob Newhart, you know, he's with the stammer and everything like that. I'm listening to the show. I think it'd be funny if you had Oprah Winfrey on yodeling. And I go, Bob, if that's what you want to hear, I'll get that done. So then we had this mock-up of somebody yodeling, and we said it was her. And I'm telling you, just the fact that Bob Newhart was playing along and didn't go, this is stupid, I'm not doing this. I love him.
Great guy.
Yeah, yeah. So there you have it. Bill Daly, no longer amongst us, 91 years old.
And the Bears game died over the weekend, too.
Yeah, did you notice that?
I really wanted to.
It hurts more when it's just one point.
Well, that's what I said.
Because they played well. I told my daughter, look, we have a football team in Chicago again. I mean, even I was impressed.
It was pretty good the first three quarters.
Yes.
But I was driving in today, you know, and I heard myself say to Jim, before I left, I said to Jim, you know, well, they only lost by one. And he goes, they still lost. And I'm like, oh, you're being too hard. And then I'm driving in and Matt Nagy is saying, you know, I don't care that we lost by one. It's still an L. We still lost. And then I'm like, that's what I like about him. Plus, he had some enthusiasm and he seems like a really good coach.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give it a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Bill gave him one and done. He's not watching again.
Really? Well, you gave him up forever, a long time, right? Years.
No, every year I go, I'm going to watch the first game or part of the first game.
Oh, and then you don't watch anymore.
And then if they're the same old Bears that don't understand winning as opposed to losing.
But so you're not doing that this year? You really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, your loss.
Yeah.
Wendy and I will be having fun watching them. I think it'll be fun to watch them. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go too far.
Did you have fun when all was said and done yesterday? Would you describe your experience as fun?
I was swearing a lot. And
yes.
I hate that dreaded.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. I can't even say his name. What's his number? I'm just going to call him by his
12.
Number. 12. I hate that number 12.
Why do you hate Aaron Rodgers?
Because he's on the Packers.
Yeah, because he's good.
He's a Packer.
But you know what? Do you know that Packer fans consider him the all-time greatest I'm like, what about Favre?
Brent Favre and
wasn't
Bart Starr.
But Brent Favre for
Bart
so Star, many, wasn't he?
I see her in the morning. Bart Starr. Oh, it's Dark Star.
It's Dark Star. No, that's different.
Woo! Okay. By the way, excuse me, I have to interrupt because this is big news. Bill.
Yes.
Jerry is still alive, although be paying attention because.
Peter Bonars?
Peter Boners.
Peter Boners?
Yes, B-O-N-E-R-Z. That's,
when you stop and think about it, Wendy, let's stop and analyze Peter Boners' name for just a second.
Peter
That's
Boners
dirty.
Is an American actor. He's 80 years old. He was born August 6, 1938.
He's now a director, by the way.
All right, well, he's alive. You said he was no longer with us.
I thought he had died recently.
But he will, because you're usually the kiss of death.
He's only 80.
I like the only 80 as we get older.
First
it means
of all,
a lot.
I want to apologize to the Boners family.
You should.
He just wants to say it as many times as he can.
Boners? I did announce his death prematurely.
The Boners have a bone to pick with you.
It was a premature Boner's death, and I apologize.
I hope Wikipedia isn't listening, because they'll kill him and then bring him back.
Right.
No.
Right.
Yeah, they usually vet that pretty well.
All right, so he's still alive, and Bob is still alive.
Yeah, and Bob has appeared on the Big Bang Theory every once
in
a while.
Are
I
you sure
that.
Carol's dead? Because I feel like she's still alive.
Yeah, she Marcia died a few
Wallace
years ago.
Died. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I look it up to see if it was Carol Kester? Because that's trying
it was.
To
I looked it up.
I
yeah.
All right.
No, you were right.
Bing, 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 bing. Boners, 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 Boners.
Marcia Karen Wallace.
I would go with Boners if I was him, wouldn't you? It's
well, maybe he does, but Boners would have two N's, wouldn't it? Well,
I'd add like an N, though.
It's like that road over by Wakanda. Have you ever gone by there? It's either Bonner or Boner, but we always said Boner when we were young, and now
right.
I think it might be Bonner Road.
Right.
Or it might be Boner. I don't know.
It could be.
Marcia Wallace, of course, Mrs.
Krabappel
on The Simpsons as well, which I forgot. They did a beautiful little tribute to her when she passed away on The Simpsons.
I didn't see it. Was it nice?
Are you done with The Simpsons?
I watch it sporadically. Anytime I watch it, I like it a lot. It's just, I don't know what happened. It was like it used to be. I never missed it, and then it's trickled down to like once or twice a month.
Are there still new shows?
Yeah. Oh. Oh yeah.
South Park is back.
Yeah.
Honest, the first season I thought it was super funny. And I don't know.
I always like when people tell me what happened on South Park. That's always funnier than me than watching South Park. I don't. That doesn't make sense.
Because you have to watch all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
But it's one. I don't. That doesn't make sense. But it's true. Somebody will go, "Did you see it last week? What happened?"
Right.
And they tell me, "That's hysterical." And I'll watch it. And I'll go, "It's not as funny as when the guy retold me the story."
Yeah, I won't even watch it. I'll just listen to the funny story.
Yeah, it's better that
I'm
way,
done.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Peter Boner's still dead.
Peter Boner's still
alive. Or not alive, alive, alive. Oh, darn it.
See how easy it is?
Yes.
They're accusing us of fake news. It's no, it's just wrong news. We don't do fake stuff.
No.
We're just wrong.
It's outright wrong.
We get nothing out of saying he died. I honestly thought that he had passed away. So that's good news for Peter Boners and his family.
So help me God, Bill, if all of a sudden, if by the end of the week Peter Boners dies,
I'll feel awful.
It'll totally be your fault.
I will feel horrible if that happens.
I won't come back if that happens.
Judy, don't say that. Don't say that.
Are the lights going to like dim in here every time? No. Something's wrong with you if that happens.
Yes.
Bart Starr, I see.
Dark Star.
The Star morning.
Star. Judy, thanks for hanging
Bart
out.
Star.
We will close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Peter Boners is still alive, Bill, so that's good news.
I'm going to keep an eye on him. I hope everything's okay. I will feel awful should something horrible happen. But he should be okay, right?
I hope so.
I'm going to ride my bike there after school and make sure he's okay. Hey, everybody. That's the end of today's program. We hope you enjoyed yourself. Tomorrow, both Wendy and I will be here again, and we'll do everything we can to make it pleasurable.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever it
Since
takes.
Since when?
Absolutely. Just for one day. Just to see how it plays out. So that's it. Thanks for listening. And like I said, tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.